Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 290, season 12. Today's date is December 26, 2023, and welcome to the program. Merry Christmas, day after Christmas, that is, to everyone. On today's program, start off with a sad note. I'm going to do my tribute to actor Mike Nussbaum. He died on December 23rd. He was a well-known theater actor in the Chicagoland area. And I'll talk about his biography and his career and my memories of watching him on television, and specifically one commercial that he did. And I'll tell you that in a moment. Also, I'll do my memories of the day after Christmas when I was a kid in Chicago. This would be fun. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pick'em Darta Buggy. This is a very unusual commercial. I think a lot of people who grew up in the 70s would remember this product and the commercial as well. And I will explain when it's over. Okay. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the program, folks. Thank you.
Introducing Darta Buggy from Pick'em, the unbelievable, indestructible mini motor car. Moves so fast, even our camera can't follow it. Virtually indestructible. Impossible to overwind. Will run on carpet, cement, tile, wood, any surface.
When you hear that clicking sound, click, click, then it's wound.
Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy. Fastest car on the track. It goes like crazy.
Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy.
Ready to run. Quick, easy, and simple. Great fun for the whole family. No keys, no batteries, no electric power. Race like crazy. This is one of the world's smallest wind-up motors. Comes assembled, can be taken apart, and put together again. Models are interchangeable.
Race and trade, mix and match, and hit and crash them.
Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy. You can make it loop-de-loop. It goes like crazy.
Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy.
Tracks are easy to assemble. Hundreds of speedway variations. Build your own Darta City. Darta Buggy from Pick'em, $4.99. Comes completely assembled. Darta Buggy is also available in sets.
At all Cunningham, Woolworth, and McCrory, the exciting racing toy ask for Darta Buggy Raceway sets.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pick'em Darta Buggy. Let me explain about this. Pick'em is spelled P-I-C-A-M, and that stands for Products International Company Advertising / Marketing. And they were a company based in Canoga Park, California. And they made some games. One famous game they created was Husker Du, if you remember that. And I'll play a commercial on that someday. You know, I never had the game, but I remember that. And it sounds like a rock group. I know there was a, you know, musical group called Husker Du. I don't know if they got that from the game. And they also did some other commercial. It's something with snow, with skiing or skating, something like that. I forgot the name of it on the top of my head. But anyway, when I saw this commercial for Darta Buggy, I remember this. They played this all the time. You know, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy, Darta Buggy. You know, like they played this commercial during late night TV, during the late night on Channel 32, WFLD TV in Chicago, where they had great reruns. Like, for example, Night Gallery, The Best of Groucho, Dark Shadows, and I forgot what else. The Honeymooners. Yeah. So this was around the time I was about 12 or 13, or first year of high school. And they show, and I remember this commercial, they had the little cars, they looked like little Hot Wheels, and they had that jingle, you know, and that slogan. And it looked kind of cool, like that. And I haven't forgotten about it. I really have. And I'm glad I found the commercial and they played it. And I don't know when the company started. I don't know when it folded. I have no, I tried to do research on the internet, nothing, very little. I couldn't find anything. So this Darda Buggy, maybe it's, maybe it was on the market for a while, maybe a year or so. And I haven't checked eBay if there's some available, you know, for to sell. We'll see. Maybe I'll check out later. But I just remember the commercial, and it was like a very beautiful time in my youth watching that. You know, that's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of like Hot Wheels, sort of. Okay, so at the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to do a tribute to actor Mike Nussbaum. He just passed away a few days ago, and my memories of the day after Christmas when I was a kid in Chicago. Before I get started, I want to talk a little bit what's happened on Christmas. I had a very nice Christmas, got some nice gifts. I posted that on my social media. People, they're astonished. They went crazy. You know, my friends, my followers, my family, they love seeing, you know, they like to see me in person. You know, I don't like taking selfies that much. I don't look very photogenic. But they were so happy to see me being happy, and, you know, especially this time of year. And it's great, you know. And then yesterday, my mom made a wonderful dinner, you know, and she made the pastizo for lunch, you know, the Greek lasagna. It was delicious. Oh, it's the best. A lot of work. A lot of work. I helped her out a bit. And then for dinner, we had like lamb chops, a salad, and some homemade Greek bread. And that was it. And for dessert, we had key lime pie. Well, we have Greek desserts. We have malamakarona, that's the Greek honey dip cookies. But she made those before, and so we have a lot left over. And it's a beautiful time of the year. I love this holiday. It's very warm, very happy. You know, you have friends, family over, friends too. But you know, I don't have much family here. So, and then tradition for Christmas is like Christmas Eve, you watch It's a Wonderful Life. You know what I did? I did something different this year. I watched Home Alone again, and then I watched It's a Wonderful Life. I recorded on my YouTube library. So I watched two movies like that. I didn't watch any Christmas movies yesterday. I was busy. So I talked to my brother in California. He didn't come. So so that was out, and I missed some of the Christmas movies, but I did see Christmas in Connecticut a few days ago, so thank God for that. But then, you know, then you have the day after Christmas, you know, the Christmas music is gone, which is sad. You know, I hate that. You know, I love this music. It's I think it's okay to play it till New Year's Day. I might do that. I mean, so what? It's going to be me listening. Because, and then, so I'm getting into more detail right after I talk about Mike Nussbaum. And I have some great memories of that, the day after Christmas. Okay. Right now, about Mike Nussbaum. When I heard the news that he passed away, it was like, whoa, he was like 99 years old, lived a long life. And I heard he was performing until he was like 95 years old. And I think he was still working in a way up to the end, but he was in hospice, from according to sources. And so when you saw his face on TV or in the newspaper, you know it was him, and you recognize him from the commercials from Northwest Federal Savings Bank. I'll get to that in a moment. So he was a very familiar face in Chicago. So here's his biography. His real name was Myron G. Nussbaum, born on December 29, 1923. So he would have been 100 years old in about 6 days of that. So, you know, in about 3 days, he'll be 100 years old. Oh, I wish he would stay alive. That one. He was born in Chicago and grew up in the Albany Park neighborhood up in the north side. And then he served in World War II. And then he worked for 20 years. He worked with his brother-in-law in the extermination business, which I don't know, you know. And then he started acting in the 1950s. First in theater. He did that. In Chicago, that is. I think he caught his acting bug and he started. And then he performed in a lot of plays, mostly a playwright named David Mamet. He played that. He was in Glengarry Glen Ross. He was in that. He appeared on Broadway off and on and off, excuse me. You know, he did that in David Mamet's plays, that is. Now, his films, he appeared in Field of Dreams, House of Games, Things Change, Fatal Attraction, and Men in Black. I remember, you know, I've seen Fatal Attraction in the theater in the late 80s, you know, 1987, and I don't remember him in the movie. You know, maybe he was there briefly. Field of Dreams, of course, I saw that. He was in there. Men in Black, I saw it once, but I didn't pay attention. He was in there like that. Other credits he did, television. He did television. Like, for example, he appeared in Spencer for Hire. He appeared on 227, L.A. Law. Let's see what else. He was on Frasier. Yeah, I must have missed that. On The Commish. And also, I saw an early edition. That's a show based in Chicago, like that. Also, Cupid, if you remember that. Also, he was in The X-Files. I've been watching The X-Files every day. I must have missed them. You know, but I'll try to. I'm going to rewatch the series again, and then I'll try to find him because he was in there, which I was much to my surprise. You know, and let's see what else. Also, in other movies he was in. For example, he was also in the first movie he did was a 1969 movie. The Monitors, he was in that, and that was probably a low-budget movie, you know. And he also was in, what else, what other movie he was in? He was also in Harry and Tonto, and he played, you know, with the movie with Art Carney, and he had the cat. So that's it. Oh, he also appeared in The Equalizer. Remember that with Edward Woodard? So, he still continued through, you know, acting in the theater. And also, he appeared, the theaters that he appeared in was at the Goodman Theater, the Northlight Theater, Steppenwolf, and probably others in the Chicagoland area. Also at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, he did Macbeth, Hamlet, Henry the Eighth. Also did other plays, Death of a Salesman and The Old Country, you know. And he also did It's a Wonderful Life on radio. You know, before, I want to hear that. This would be interesting, you know, like that. And he worked up into the end. You know, I wish I went to see him live, you know, and like performing live in the theater. That would have been awesome to do that. And let's see what else. Then he started doing TV commercials. He also did his most famous. He did one for Scope mouthwash. I think some other one. I'm not sure. And also, his most famous commercial was for Northwest Federal Savings Bank, based in Chicago. They were located at 4901 West Irving Park Road in the Portage Park neighborhood. And it was there for many years. And then the bank opened January 1st, 1925. And it closed on February 20th, 1982, and it merged with the LaSalle Bank. And then the LaSalle Bank merged with the Bank of America. And but their famous slogan, of course, was it's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week. Everyone remembered that jingle. Everyone did when they grew up in the 70s. Yeah, mostly it was in the 70s, early 80s, but I watched that all the time on television, and that's something you couldn't get out of your head. You know, because he was really associated with this bank. You know, he's a spokesman. And when I was a kid, I didn't know who he was. You know, I saw his face and all that. And then the bank had this motto, mascot, Rusty Rooster. You know, so that's what he was most famous for. You know, I hate to say that, but that's, well, he's well known for that. You know, because he appeared in those commercials. I don't know how many he did over the years. Probably, a lot. You know, and you can find them on YouTube. There are a few. Courtesy of Rick Klein from the Fuzzy TV Memories of his museum. You know, television museum. Also, there are a few other clips of that you could watch. Somebody compiled all of them. Well, not all of them, just the most they could find, you know, and some were from the mid 70s. I watched them over the weekend, and it was very nice. It took me back to a time where it was, you know, beautiful and all that. And I couldn't get I was at church yesterday, and I couldn't get that jingle out of my head. So that was weird like that. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play, of course, the commercial for Northwest Federal Savings Bank featuring Mike Nussbaum. And you will hear his voice, you know, you would recognize it immediately. It's him, you know, and the commercials that he did. Okay. So sit back and relax. And here is Mike Nussbaum and the commercial for Northwest Federal Savings Bank. Thank you, everyone.
Oster Blender, you bet. A Texas Instrument calculator coming right up. A Hamilton Beach corn popper, sure thing. It's Northwest Federal Savings Gift Rush. Just save $250 or more and get name brand gifts free or at greatly reduced prices. So rush on in. A Waltham Digital Watch, okie dokie.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Northwest Federal Savings Bank featuring actor Mike Nussbaum. I always say Nike, it's Mike. To put a slip in the tongue. Yeah, so like I said before, he was well known in those commercials. And he did other commercials where I forget what other product he did. I know he did for Scope and mouthwash. It'll come to me what else he did. Anyway, let's see what else. So, he also did for United Airlines. There we go. That too. You know, so it's, you know, I didn't know he was still alive all this time. It's amazing. He lived an amazing life. And according to the Sun-Times, the Chicago Sun-Times, that is, you know, he was very healthy. He gave up smoking about 50 years ago. He worked out. I don't know what he worked, you know, I don't know what kind of exercise he did. But he kept in good shape, you know, and also kept busy. You know, I wish I'm going to do that. I hate working out. Can't stand it. I like walking. That's enough for me. You know, and try to eat healthy. That's not an easy task, especially now during the holiday season. Anyway, so talk about longevity, you know, for his career. And a lot of people who worked with him, they loved working with him. And he was a legend. He really was. And he was interviewed on the news sometimes. They asked him about, you know, what plays he was doing, you know, what he was up to and all that. And when he started in the movies, a lot of people, I don't think they would recognize him, but I think in Chicago they did. You know, I, especially me, I would see on the movie screen, oh, there he is, you know, like that. On television, the same thing, you know, so that's great. So he didn't do much movies or television, mostly stage work. You know, so yeah, that was his calling, you know, to entertain everyone that went to see him. Yeah, that's so sad. So my deepest condolences to his family. Yeah, and, you know, his work will live on forever. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about the day after Christmas, my memories of that when I was a kid. It's still the same as today, but this is what I remember when I was a child. You know, when you get toys on Christmas, you know, this never happened to me because I always kept the toys that my mom bought me. Like when we lived in South Shore neighborhood, we used to get those Fisher-Price toys. And then when we moved to Roseland in the early 70s, still got Fisher-Price, but we got other games and we got toy trucks, Tonka toys. But I remember, after Christmas or even after that, you know, during the Christmas, the week between Christmas and New Year's, you know, we go to the stores. My mom would take me there. The stores were very busy, especially December 26th. And I asked her when I was little, Ma, I said, Mom, why is so busy? Who are these people? And what are they doing? And she's explaining to me, they're just returning their gifts. They don't like what they, you know, they buy things for their families, and sometimes they don't fit, they don't like them, or it's the wrong, you know, it's not what they wanted. You know, and that's typical and traditional for them to do that. So December 26th is really Boxing Day. And Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated after Christmas Day. And this originated in the United Kingdom. And I think it's still... they still do that. They still do that. And... also in other parts of Europe as well, you know, it's also St. Stephen's Day, which is considered the second day of Christmas, so like that. And they also do this in Canada as well, so that would have been interesting. They don't do this in the United States. I know you go to the malls and stores and return things, but this is a very big deal for other parts of the world. Also in Australia, they do that, I think so. So it's like a second holiday. It's a continuation of the Christmas season, you know, Christmas Day. It's another holiday. And so you don't hear Boxing Day in the United States, especially in Chicago. No, they say that's the day after Christmas. Also today is Kwanzaa. That came out later. So they celebrate that as well. Okay. So day after Christmas, well, what I do is, like, you know, you relax. And, you know, when I was a kid, I still played with my toys. And it was Christmas break. There was no school. You stay home, you watch TV. I remember when I was little, I used to watch shows in the morning, like Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose, then Bozo Circus in the afternoon. You know, I don't know if it's reruns, maybe. I think it was, yeah. You know, and any programming like that when you're a child, you know, and if it was snowing, you couldn't go out. You know, or if it's very cold, you stay in like that. And you would look out the window and just watch the snowfall and all that. I remember doing that when I lived in Roseland. We lived above a shoe store. And my dad owned the property. And we looked out and we saw on Michigan Avenue, we saw the buses, the CTA buses drive by and the South Suburban buses. And we see the snowflakes you know, falling down and all that with all the Christmas decorations, even at night where the Christmas decorations were still up. And it was beautiful. It really was. Even on Christmas Day and before Christmas, it was gorgeous. You know, everything looked very pretty like that. And we were there until the day after New Year's Day. You know, we went back to school. And it was kind of a downer because we got to go back to school. That was like, because we have so much fun, you know, playing with our toys, you know, watching TV, playing games, you know, like that. But when it was too cold, we couldn't go anywhere really. So the fun we had was doing that, you know. But today, you either go on vacation, you know, families go away during that week. You know, they go somewhere warm. They go to Florida, California, like that, which is fine. I never did that. We never went anywhere. We didn't have any money, not really. And my mom didn't want to go anywhere. And besides, my father worked. So that was out of the question. So that was fine. And now, you know, today is December 26th, and today I'm just everything's quiet. You know, everyone's all Christmased out, just relaxing and all that. Okay. So that's basically it for my memories of the day after Christmas when I was a child in Chicago. All right. That's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I've talked about. I talked about my tribute to actor Mike Nussbaum, who just passed away a few days ago, and my memories of the day after Christmas in the as a child in the Chicagoland area. Okay, this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. I think that's cool. Yeah. Also be on my blog, VanishChicagoland.blog. Also on my YouTube channel. People have still asked me, where do I find your podcast? Go to YouTube channel. Yeah, go to my YouTube channel, type in Vanish Chicagoland Stories. You will find it. Hit subscribe. Also do that on my apps, on the apps I mentioned, excuse me. And you can follow them on that. Also be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, and Threads. Okay. So that was fun. Yeah, I didn't do a podcast Sunday because it was Christmas Eve. So I had things to do. I will do another podcast this weekend, probably Saturday. See what I'll talk about then. Okay. This is Pico Sanchez, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope you had a wonderful holiday and look forward to New Year's Eve. It's going to be fun. Today's weather is kind of chilly, cloudy, you know, no snow. I don't think we're going to get any snow for a while, not for a while, you know. So we had a gray Christmas and a rainy Christmas yesterday. I didn't really notice. I stayed indoors. So that's the end of that. Okay. So here is bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.